Good morning, this is Andrew Holland, and I'm reading from Genesis, the book of Genesis, chapter 36, verses 1 to 19. Genesis 36, 1 to 19. Now this is the genealogy of Esau, who is Edom. Esau took his wives from the daughters of Canaan, Adar, the daughter of Elon the Hittite, Aholibamah, the daughter of Anar, the daughter of Zibeon the Hivite, and Basemath, Ishmael's daughter, sister of Nebajoth. Now Adar bore Eliphaz to Esau, and Basemath bore Reuel, and Aholibamah bore Jeush, Jaalim, and Korah. These were the sons of Esau who were born to him in the land of Canaan. Then Esau took his wives, his sons, his daughters, and all the persons of his household, his cattle and all his animals, and all his goods which he had gained in the land of Canaan, and went to a country away from the presence of his brother Jacob. For their possessions were too great for them to dwell together, and the land where they were strangers could not support them because of their livestock. So Esau dwelt in Mount Seir. Esau is Edom. And this is the genealogy of Esau, the father of the Edomites in Mount Seir. These are the names of Esau's sons: Eliphaz, the son of Adar, the wife of Esau, and Reuel, the son of Basemath, the wife of Esau. And the sons of Eliphaz were Teman, Omar, Zepho, Gatam, and Kenaz. Now Timnah was the concubine of Eliphaz, Esau's son, and she bore Amalek to Eliphaz. These were the sons of Adar, Esau's wife. These were the sons of Reuel: Nahath, Zerah, Shammah, and Mizrah. These were the sons of Basemath, Esau's wife. These were the sons of Aholibamah, Esau's wife, the daughter of Anna, the daughter of Zimeon. And she bore to Esau Jeush, Jaalim, and Korah. These were the chiefs of the sons of Esau. The sons of Eliphaz, the firstborn of Esau, were chief Teman, chief Omar, chief Zepho, chief Kenaz, chief Korah, chief Gatam, and chief Amalek. These were the chiefs of Eliphaz in the land of Edom. They were the sons of Adar. These were the sons of Reuel, Esau's son, chief Nahath, chief Zerah, chief Shammah, and chief Mizrah. These were the chiefs of Reuel in the land of Edom. These were the sons of Basemath, Esau's wife. And these were the sons of Aholibamah, Esau's wife, chief Jeush, chief Jaalim, and chief Korah. These were the chiefs who descended from Aholibamah, Esau's wife, the daughter of Anar. These were the sons of Esau, who is Edom, and these were their chiefs. It's apparent that genealogies were very important to the folks in the Old Testament. Their family histories were recorded many times, not only this chapter, but also the first nine chapters of Second Chronicles, I think it is, were all listing lists of names, genealogies. And we know that Jesus was descended from David, King David, and King David had descended from Abraham, and Abraham had descended from Shem, one of the sons of Noah, and Shem obviously was descended from Adam himself. So all this is recorded because it's important that we can understand more about the history of the Jewish nation, where they came from, and the surrounding nations, where they came from. Because all these people, the sons of Esau, who were from Edom, which is a country southwest of the country of Israel, and the sons of Moab, were all descended from Abraham. So they're strictly speaking Semitic, and we see where many of the peoples Middle East, many of them are listed in the Bible, and the history is there. so we can know that what God's word says is true. It's incredible that the Bible is not just a religious book, it's not just a book telling us about God and his people, but also it is a historical book. It's very accurate. Modern archaeological discoveries show how accurate the Bible actually is when looked at it with honesty and with an open mind. So we know the Bible is reliable. We know it is the word of God. And God had a reason for putting all these names down, even the unpronounceable ones and the ones we never talk about. They're all important in God's sight because they're all his created people. Whatever they did, was important. And who they descended from seemed to be important as well. Of course, once we come into God's family, this becomes more important than our natural family, because we become part of the heritage of God. We inherit so much more, and we have an amazing future ahead of us because of our heritage as being sons of God and part of his family. So it's interesting to see these things. And to realise how wonderful God's word is in its most detailed intricacies, we know that it is truth. So we just thank God for that. Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you that there are some parts of it we find difficult to read because of pronunciations and things, Lord. But we know that every word is important. Every word that you wrote or you told your authors to write is accurate and true and relevant. So, Father, we pray that you'll help us to really appreciate and respect and honour your word, Lord, and also you yourself, that we know that you are the eternal and almighty God who is over all things. And you know the beginning from the end, so we have no need to fear. We have no need to be in trepidation over what's happening in the future, but we know it's all in your hands. So pray that we may be faithful to you in all that we do and honour you, so that our words are written in the Lamb's Book of Life because of our trust and faith in you. Amen.